Hello, welcome to my podcast, Heart to Heart Coaching. And I have a friend here. Her name is Sally, and she's going to introduce herself and tell us a little bit about what she does. But I just wanted to welcome everybody to the podcast today. Sally, go ahead and tell us who you are and what you do.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for inviting me to join you today. I am Sally Wagner. I'm headquartered right now in the Tampa Bay area in Florida, about halfway between St. Pete and Sarasota. Originally from North Carolina, lived in Kansas City, Missouri for a long time and moved down to Florida 6 years ago. So I am kind of a multipreneur, if you will. I have three major business initiatives. I have two on the law and real estate side of things. I'm a lawyer and a real estate broker and instructor. And my other initiative, my passion, is a life coach. I'm the what's next strategist, kind of a life alchemist, if you will. And I work primarily with women at those pivotal moments in life when we experience dramatic change, less dramatic change, and yet still significant, when we start wondering where we're going and what direction we really want to choose for our lives.
Yeah, that's, boy, when you are saying that, I'm just thinking about my own life and some different difficult things and different choices that we've had to make and crossroads that we come to in life. And sound like what you do is just really at a, you know, somebody's critical time in their life. Somebody, it's nice to walk with somebody through that. So that is exciting. So do you have a family, children, and what is your background?
Yes. So I do have two grown children. My husband has a daughter who just graduated from high school and started to college this fall. So that's exciting. The kids are all up in the Midwest, and we kind of ran away from home, I guess, when we came down to Florida. So it's exciting to be friends with adult children. It's a gratifying feeling that they want you in their lives. So I enjoy it. And my background is, I very high level overview. I started out in physics, started out in college as a physics major, and then one of those people who never could decide, so I have minors in so many things. I finally ended up in theology. So it was physics to metaphysics. And then I got distracted. I went to law school. I did all of those things that I thought I was supposed to do, that society was telling me I was supposed to do. And that was not really the trajectory I had in mind when I was in college. So nevertheless, I did it. And I kept my passion for all of that, the science and the theology and all of it. And it comes together in my coaching. So it allows me to reclaim that earlier vision that I had for myself and my life.
That's great. So can you share maybe some specific examples of people that you have coached, or one comes to mind that was just such a significant time in their life where you came alongside them and helped them?
Absolutely. Yeah. So I mentioned, you know, those pivotal moments, dramatic changes like birth, death, marriage, divorce.
Yeah.
And then also the less dramatic and still significant change. I call it life creep, when you wake up one day and wonder what happened with your life. Mm-hmm. And so the people I have coached have been at those moments in life. Many people who have lost a loved one, a spouse, a parent, a child, all of those losses that just cut us to the core and throw us off balance, and we don't know how to make sense of life again. So coaching is very good at those kinds of moments. And then I coach with a lot of people who are kind of experiencing what I experienced, where your life looks really good on paper, and yet inside it doesn't feel so nice. It's not really a reflection of who you want to be and who you are becoming. And so I've worked with a lot of people at those points where they're really questioning the direction of their lives and they want clarity and focus on where they're going. And it's coaching is amazing for all of those situations. I employ techniques which include EFT and NLP, and they really help to accelerate people in that process as they move along the path to get the results they want to see in their lives.
Yeah, that's great. I just recently found out that two of our friends that we know lost adult children. And one just today of COVID, which is devastating, you know, 30-ish year old son that they lost. And so we have also had critical times in our life where the reason I'm a life coach today is because I had a coach to walk alongside me at that critical time. So I totally understand it. So what would you say to somebody that is not realizing that they need help mm-hmm. and in that place of despair in their own life?
Yeah.
Where they could reach out to you?
Yeah. So I would say absolutely reach out because don't do it alone. I have a lot of support in a lot of different areas, and yet I feel like I took the scenic route in a lot of ways. Yesterday was 17 years ago since my first husband passed away. Mm-hmm. And those things, I mean, you mentioned, you know, friends who just lost a child today. Those moments stay with you, and our hearts, our insides don't have a calendar. So doesn't matter how long it's been, it's still now, you know, in many ways. And so coaching can help us put some distance between it so that it's not always fresh and raw in our minds and in our hearts. So anyone who is at those kinds of moments, please, yes, reach out to me. Don't be alone. Understand that as you walk through the valley, the point there is you're walking, you're not stopping, you're not going to live in the valley. There is a way out. Understand that the valley is full of shadow, and shadow is not real, right? And so we have a lot of fears, we have a lot of concerns and heartaches, and yet a lot of that is not real. So it's a matter of sorting the real from the shadow to try to make sense of it as we move and walk through the valley. And it's always much more productive when somebody is with you on the journey.
Yeah. You mentioned something that caught my attention. You said, don't take the scenic route.
Yes. Yes.
So what does that look like when somebody is taking the scenic route?
When we first of all, maybe don't acknowledge that something is going on. You know, our society in general doesn't give us permission to grieve. I think in past ages, maybe we were better about it. Now everything is so immediate. You know, what do you mean you're still grieving? Aren't you over it yet? No, no, I'm not. And we need to, for ourselves in our lives, formalize that process so that it does become a process and we understand that we are going to get out of it. So that's one thing. Denial can be the scenic route. Getting caught in the valley can be the scenic route, right? We're there enjoying the scenery in the valley. We've pitched our tent. We're living there and we're not on the journey anymore. And so that can be part of the scenic route. We get distracted by things, you know, oh, I'll try this, I'll try that, I'll, you know, and which is another form of denial, I think, to be distracted by the shiny objects that we think are going to be the immediate cure. There is no immediate cure. It takes effort. It takes time. It takes deliberate action. Time doesn't heal all wounds. It's how we use time that either heals or doesn't heal. And we have to be purposeful and intentional about the healing. And that can be true for the loss of a loved one. It can be true for the loss of a job. It can be true for the loss of expectations about how life is supposed to be. I think we've certainly experienced that collectively over the past year and a half. So it can be all those things that will send us chasing shadows, chasing shiny objects that take us on the scenic route.
Yeah. So what are the consequences of going on the scenic route versus
getting the help today?
Yeah, it's a distraction. And so we're never really looking at ourselves. And coaching doesn't provide the answers. Coaching guides you to ask the right questions for yourself. Mm-hmm. And as long as we're chasing distractions, we're not asking the questions, right? The quality of our lives is determined by the quality of the questions we're willing to ask. And so we have to ask those hard questions about who am I really? Who am I when I'm not doing what I do, when I'm not being a parent, a child, a spouse, a partner, of whatever? Who am I when I'm not doing that? And when we ask those kinds of questions, we really get to who we are. And that is the answer to the life that we are called to create for ourselves.
Good. So Sally, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and just have a conversation with you about how you can help them, how do they do that?
Many ways. They can check out my website. It's called intentionallifecoaching.net. They can email me directly. I'm happy to share that. It's swagner@sally, and Sally is spelled with an IE, sallywagnerenterprises.com. And I'm happy to connect with anyone who would love to have a conversation with me.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining me on this podcast today. And I love what you do. It's so needed in our world today, and just really appreciate the fact that you are doing just a really great work helping people. I know, like I said, I had somebody that helped me as I was going through a critical time in my life, and that's why I'm a coach today.
Yes.
And so I totally get it, and would say to anybody out there listening too, that you don't have to do this alone. You know, life is too hard, and they're, you know, just walking alongside somebody to move forward. You can, as we say in the coaching world, it will get you further faster. And that's really a lot of what we do as coaches, is help people. Sometimes it feels like we're holding their hand, but it's really giving them a boost and helping them along the way. So I love that. Anyway, yes. Thanks again. And you have just a great rest of your day. God bless you and your what you're called to do. And wish you the best.
Awesome. Thank you so much for inviting me. I loved our conversation today.
Good. You're very welcome.